Passage 1. As I was thinking about language learning the other day, the image of baking bread came into my mind. I compared some of the language exercises and drills to the various ingredients that go into baking a loaf of fresh bread. Real language learning takes place in human relationships. No one sits down and eats a cup of flour, even if he is hungry and in a hurry. You don't become bilingual by learning lists of vocabulary. You don't become a fluent speaker by memorizing grammatical rules. You become bilingual by entering a community that uses that other language as its basic means of communication. I'm not suggesting that we can make bread without ingredients. Flour is necessary, as are yeast, salt, water, and other ingredients. Vocabulary is part of any language and will have to be learned. Grammatical rules exist in every language and cannot be ignored. But merely combining the appropriate ingredients in the recommended proportions does not result in bread. At best, you only end up with a ball of dough. In order to get bread, you have to apply heat to the dough. And in language learning, that heat comes from the community. It creeps up your neck when you ask the babysitter, "Have you already been eaten?" when you meant to say, "Have you already eaten?" When you try to say something quite innocent and the whole room burst into laughter, you are experiencing the heat that turns raw dough into good bread. The language learner, who stays in the heat until the combined ingredients are thoroughly transformed, will enjoy the richness of a quality loaf of bread.